Text for our sermon this morning, our gospel reading from John 3, especially these words. The Spirit blows where it wishes. You hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. So far our text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus says the Holy Spirit goes where he wants. Well, that's definitely the case, isn't it? It's kind of exactly what our Old Testament reading is all about. The Holy Spirit goes where he wants, and he wanted to go to Abram, the pagan unbeliever who was worshiping false gods at the time. The Spirit went into Abram's heart, accompanied by the Word of God, and Abram left his homeland and followed God. Where? Abram didn't know. They were going somewhere. And Abram received promises. Promises of land and descendants, even though Abram had no kids. Still, by the grace and mercy of God, the Spirit entered Abram and he believed. He trusted the word and promise of God. And he left his homeland and followed. As Jesus is speaking with Nicodemus, that Pharisee, that teacher of the Jews, of course, it's a nighttime secret conversation because Nicodemus doesn't want others to know that Jesus is talking to him. But he must have some questions. He's interested in this Jesus guy and what he's been teaching. And so Jesus gets right to the point, doesn't he, in John 3? He must be born from above. What in the world is Jesus talking about? Nicodemus wonders. Of course, you probably know exactly what Jesus is talking about, this birth from above of water and spirit. It's pretty clear, isn't it? But Nicodemus isn't so clear on this. Can you enter a second time into your mother's womb and be born, Jesus? That's not what Jesus is talking about. No. Nicodemus doesn't understand. But the Spirit goes where it wants to. The Spirit wants to come to Nicodemus. The word and power of Jesus Christ, that Spirit does indeed go to Nicodemus. Jesus reminds Nicodemus how the Spirit comes. Through water and word. Seems so simple, doesn't it? We see it often happen here at our congregation, right there, in fact. Water and word. That's it. It doesn't look like much, but it is being born from above. The Spirit goes where he wants to, Jesus says. Where does the Spirit want to go? In the beginning at creation, the Spirit hovered over the waters, those primeval waters, waiting to go where he wanted. The baptism of Jesus, the Spirit alights on Jesus over those Jordan River waters, waiting, wanting to go where he wants. You know where the Spirit wants to go, don't you? Of course. The Spirit wants to go to you. The Spirit does not want to go out and return to God empty, no. The Spirit sent from Father and Son goes out seeking you. Seeking to bring faith to a sinner like you. The same as Abram. Unbelievers before Christ claims us as his own. And if we were left to ourselves, we would never find Jesus, never come to him, never understand. We'd always be just like Nicodemus. Jesus could be right in front of us, talking so wonderfully about baptism, we'd have no clue. But you do know, because the Spirit has come to you. Hovering over the waters of your baptism, the Spirit came to you with word and water that you would be baptized into the death that Jesus died. The Spirit came to you, bringing you up out of those baptismal waters, a new creation, to walk in good work before your Heavenly Father, to be redeemed by your brother Jesus and the death he died for you. You know where the Spirit wants to go. He wants to go to you. Your heart, your mind, your being, your body, your soul, all of it, to fill you with Christ and the forgiveness of sins he won for you. As we begin the divine service, we name ourselves in our baptismal identity, the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We confess our sins then again in that corporate confession and absolution, drawing upon our baptismal grace. We hear the word of God in the Old Testament epistle and gospel and in the sermon. That word washes over us, bringing to us the Spirit. For the Spirit wants more than anything to go to you. The Spirit comes to you through the Word of God, the Word read and heard and proclaimed, the Word combined with water, the Word combined with body and blood. That Word comes to you. The Spirit comes to give you Jesus. Isn't that what the Spirit wants more than anything? To give you Jesus? After all, in your baptism, the Spirit created faith in your heart that you would be able to apprehend and receive the death that Jesus died. The Spirit is that vehicle between you and Jesus. He desires more than anything to give you Jesus. To point your eyes, your attention, your life, your focus, all of your being on Jesus and what he has done. As you focus on Jesus Christ and him crucified, the Spirit rejoices that you do so. As you are here in worship with us, the Spirit rejoices that you do so. For here the Spirit works. Yes, the Spirit goes where he wants. He wants to be here, in the house of God, working through the means of God, that you would have confidence when you are here, the Spirit is at work. But you know where the Spirit wants to go. He doesn't want to stay just with you. He wants to go to all people. That you would carry him to your brothers and sisters, to your friends and neighbors and family members. That you would speak to them as Jesus spoke to Nicodemus. It might be a difficult conversation. They might have no idea what you're talking about. Just like Jesus and Nicodemus. They might ask, how can these things be? But Jesus was raised up on the cross for them as well. God loved the world so much that he would give his only Son, not just for you, but for all. What a blessing we have to bring Jesus to our friends and neighbors and strangers and all, that they also, along with us, would receive the good news of Jesus Christ through the Spirit, that they would repent of their sins and believe in their Savior Jesus. What a blessing we have to do exactly that, day after day after day. For the Spirit, he has come to you. He has washed your sins away. He forgives them day after day. He wants to go to others as well. By the grace and mercy of God, so he does. How blessed we are to see that Spirit at work powerfully here in Emmanuel and in our lives indeed. In the name of Jesus, amen.